Charlotte's cut above sits below the Windy Reel real estate offices right across from the fire station. We don't have much commercial on the south end, so space is limited and rent is astronomical. Carla does okay, despite the overhead. She has a couple of stylists who rent chairs, Billy and Veronica, neither from around here, which keeps the gossip almost under control. Veronica kept saying Camano for Camano the first year, but tomato, potato, who cares? One of the recent candidates for Island County Commissioner pronounced it Camano too. Who knows, maybe Veronica styled his hair. Actually, we do know, because he said he'd never been here before. It's an odd name for an odd island. Billy called it Commando Island, and still does. Carla figured she'd get to experiment a bit on styling, become the tonsorial artiste she dreamed of being. Of course, mostly she does perms and blue hair touch-up for our more geriatric crowd. It pays the rent, but she would be the first to tell you it doesn't exactly set her soul free. But hey, life isn't a chick flick. Veronica plans to move on soon, so she says. Set up a salon herself closer to Seattle and Gomorrah, maybe draw a hipper, younger clientele than here. Of course, the competition is worse, rents are even higher, and there's that whole nuisance of accounting, advertising, payroll and hiring, stuff that sort of ruins capitalism for her. Me too, if you want to know. Billy's my stylist, although maybe that's not the most accurate description. I get a lop job about once every 9 or 12 months, depending on my need to look halfway respectable at finalist art presentations, what you might call job interviews. The rest of the time, I wear hats in various stages of decomposition. Hairstyle is pretty much moot. I know Billy's been at the cut above a long time because she's cut my hair 3 or 4 times. Might explain why she never remembers me. Well, at least until I put the hat on over her tonsorial artistry. Also explains why I always leave a generous tip.